So as we create our world, we're creating our metrics too, to measure how we're doing.
Right, because what we're trying to do is create a society where the average person takes far more responsibility to be lawful, to be ethical.
To be worthy.
To be worthy. And that's a complex equation. One of the reasons I'm so profoundly interested in being able to see the equity in a place, whether it's with transparency or with different equity investment vehicles, is because if we're going to have a healthy environment, we need a very tight feedback loop between what's happening with the money, whether it's government or private investment, and the world I walk around and see every day. So I need to be able to equate my financial and investment world with the world, the physical world that I see. And if I can do that in a way that I'm incentivized and have the capital to protect the environment in my place, you know, a lot of very magical things can start to happen as places network place to place. I think it's important to understand our choices. We need to have a moment of realism here. If we don't create a new pathway, if we don't build a new world, then we will descend into slavery or death. Aaron Rousseau's come out with a wonderful new documentary called America, From Freedom to Fascism. One of the reasons I like it so much is Aaron doesn't pull any punches. He shows you clearly where this is going. There's no babyfying of where we're headed as a culture and a society. If you do the numbers on peak oil and the current sustainability, it's pretty clear we have to go to significant depopulation or the death of the planet. So I think it's very important to look at that now, because in looking at that darkness and in looking at the choice of either being a slave or leaving to our children and grandchildren the reality of being a slave, this is the moment to say, I choose freedom, and to put everything we have behind that.
What does it mean to choose freedom from your perspective?
Well, I know, because in 1995, I chose it. Now, I was choosing freedom all along, but I didn't think I'd get, you know, spat out of the system and attacked the way I did. But when I did, I said, I choose freedom. I will not sit as a business or government leader and implement policies which kill people, ultimately including my family. I won't do that. I will not do that. And if that means I have to go out into the wilderness and find a way, I will go out into the wilderness, find a way. And if that means I'm going to die, I'm going to die. But I choose freedom. I will not be a slave, and I will not make money. I will not push off my state of slavery by killing and stealing from family and friends, even though it's with the, you know, some people steal with guns and some people steal with pens. But I won't be part of a financial system that steals with a pen. And so choosing freedom is taking your time and your money and your resources and saying, I'm getting off the Titanic, not just because I want to be on an ark, and not just because I think what the Titanic is doing is wrong, but I don't want to sink. And I don't want to drown. And we have reached a point where you have a better chance on the arcs than you have on the Titanic.
The essential solari, creating a new investment blueprint for the planet, and what this means for you and your living networks. Catherine Austin Fitz, as always, thank you for being with us.